Well, good morning, y'all. You know, as I have kind of spent the last week or so kind of looking back on last year and kind of reflecting, you know, it was really full of a lot of ups and downs. And there was some good stuff and there was some not so good stuff. And, you know, if I'm going to break it down, it felt like in the first few months of COVID, there was this calm that kind of settled across the country as the world, for all practical purposes, began to just completely shut down. But what it allowed us to do was to really break free from the daily grind that had held us captive for so long, for so many years, and just stop and breathe again, right? And for the most part, you know, we were all pretty much hunkered down. Well, I would describe that as almost like this mysterious, peaceful anxiety. But then there was this significant shift that occurred, and things turned from a peaceful and kind of a well-deserved break in the action to what I would describe as cultural unrest. Like people, you could see it. People started becoming uneasy and really anxious and even angry at things that were going on. And it was almost like with the flick of a switch, 2020 all of a sudden became marked not just by the greatest pandemic that has ever hit our generation, but also political and racial strife and looting and rioting and killing and wildfires and hurricanes and restaurant shutdown and economic downturns and election upheaval. And while technically occurring this year, I'm still going to throw the whole crazy in the Capitol thing into the 2020 bucket so that we don't taint the beautiful optimism that we have for this year. Right? And out of all the craziness that has occurred, here's what I know for sure. There are a whole lot of us, including myself, who have just kind of lost their way. And we've not necessarily navigated the whole situation as we should have. And we've lost our connection with God. But many of us have also just lost our perspective about what's really important in this life and what's really not. And I think that in this series, I just want to try to help us all to reboot our lives and have some honest conversation about what really matters and remind us about what's really true. Because as we start out this new year, that's exactly what a lot of us need, to be able to regain some perspective about what's possible, what is, and redefine our lives about who we're going to be moving forward.
There's a very sobering quote, but it's actually one of my favorites, that's by Ernest Hemingway in the book Farewell to Arms. It says, "The world breaks everyone, and afterward, many are strong in the broken places. But those that will not break, it kills. It kills the very good, and the very gentle, and the very brave, impartially. If you are none of these, you can be sure that it will kill you too, but there will be no special hurry." The world broke a lot of us this last year, and we were all affected in some way. Some of us economically, some of us lost our jobs, some of us took a hit to income, some of us struggled emotionally with depression and anxiety. A lot of us have dealt with physical issues, some with COVID, and some with a lot of other stuff. And then some of us have just experienced, you know, some very deep loss and we ourselves at Westridge have lost some beautiful people here this last year. And as weird as it sounds, I believe that there is something poetic about our brokenness. In that, after the tough times, when we begin to slowly get back up and lick our wounds and pull it back together, we somehow find the strength to drag ourselves away from the scene of the crash. And as we look back at the pain of our past in the rear view, we pause for just a moment. We catch a glimpse of that pain and we reflect. We contemplate. And in that moment, we have a choice. We're at a crossroads. And we can allow ourselves to stay stuck in the past and allow the past to maintain this stranglehold that it has on us and stay stuck in that negative pattern. Or we can choose to slowly move forward and heal, leaving the ugliness of the past in the past and move forward. And as we do, I see it consistently. There is a strength and a beauty that begins to emerge inside of us, creating what I will call a broken reality of hope. We become strong in the broken places. The Apostle Paul has a very famous passage in the Bible, and he says, look, I'm not saying that I have it all together, but I do press on to take hold of that for which Jesus took hold of me. Don't get me wrong. I don't consider myself yet to have made it, but there is just one thing that I do. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. How do we create authentic change that will help us to move forward and become strong in the broken places? Paul, I think, lays out four things that we're able to do like right away this morning, immediate, overcoming ugliness and negativity of our past and allowing ourselves to move forward. And the first one is this. He just says, there is just one thing I do. One thing. I think Paul's reminding us that if we're going to get back on track, then we're going to have to get our focus back. A lot of us, as I said, have lost our way this year, and we need to find our way back to the narrow path that leads to Jesus. We're out wandering around in the bush somewhere when we need to be back on the path. And one of the things that I've learned in my years of following Jesus, as the Apostle Paul says in this passage, we never really make it in the Christian life, right? We never become super elite Christians and have it all figured out. But instead, I've learned that the Christian life is not clean. It's not neat and organized as a lot of people want to make you believe it is. Most of the time, it's downright messy and difficult. And in fact, I would even go as far as to say from my experience, it's seldom easy. I have a real difficult time staying on the narrow path and maintaining my faith. And I'm pretty sure that's why Jesus says narrow is the path that we have to take to follow him, because there's a whole lot of us that just don't make it. It's a difficult journey that few of us are willing to endure because it forces us to live counterculturally, which is exhausting. It requires us to walk through this life awake and alert to what's really going on in the world around us and keeping a perspective about what's really important, what's really of God, and what's really not.
And I really think that's been a big part of the problem in 2020 is that we become focused in on the wrong stuff. And we've stepped off the path. And instead of seeking direction from God, we have instead been taking our lead from social media and news media, and it's caused us to lose our perspective. And Paul says, we got to get back on track. We have to become single-minded. We have to have just one thing that we are about as we keep our eyes focused on the only thing that has any meaning in this world, as we keep moving down the narrow path that leads to Jesus best we can. The next thing Paul says is that we need to forget what is behind. In other words, I need to move past my past. If you were to look back on your life, at the times that you grew and matured the most, do you think it would be those times when you're like coasting along the highway and everything's right with the world and you feel like you just can't lose? Or was it in those times of pain and hardship and difficulty? Unfortunately, it's in the hard times when God can finally get through to us and change us. It's in those times that we're forced to admit, you know what? I'm not as strong as I think I am, and I need God. It forces us to have a dependence on Him, and when we do, our faith becomes strong. When we go through junk in our lives, and we get on to the other side of it, we can finally stop pretending like we have everything together and start being honest about who we really are, our past, our issues, our failures, our weaknesses, but also who it is that we're striving to become. Because a lot of us hide that from other people, including our family and friends. I mean, isn't it refreshing to be around somebody who doesn't sit there and just talk about how great they are all the time, and they're trying to convince you that they have all their stuff together, but instead they're people who aren't afraid to talk about what's real and the mistakes that they've made and their failures and their screw-ups and what they've learned and what they believe in a non-defensive way. Those are the people who are comfortable in their own skin, people who have been through the crap of life, and as Greg talked about a couple weeks ago, they have owned it and they have moved through it, and those are the people I want to hang out with. Right? I mean, those are the people that I want to be with because there is an authenticity about them where I can have a depth of conversation that's real. I'm attracted to that. I have to tell you that I have been through some stuff in my life that I wouldn't wish on my own worst enemy. Things that I'm not proud of. But having gone through that has given me a strength of maturity, of perspective that I otherwise wouldn't have. It wasn't fun. I don't ever want to go through it again. But I am grateful for having gone through it and gotten on to the other side, and I become stronger in the broken places of my past. To accept our past means that we understand all the stuff that we have been through has helped to make us who we are today. It's part of our DNA, right? It's not something that we dwell on. It's not something we should be ashamed of, but it's made us who we are, and we take the good that comes out of the bad of our past, and we move forward, and we learn how to live differently. The next thing Paul says that we're to do in order to make creative change in moving forward is that we need to strain toward what is ahead. In other words, what Paul is saying is we need to change direction. Because a lot of times we get stuck spinning our wheels and we have backward momentum going on in our lives and we may not even realize. We may be reaching back and obsessing about our past, But can we find the strength to move and shift the momentum of our life forward so that we can move towards what's positive and where I want to be and where God is leading me instead of staying stuck in the past? I don't believe that there has ever been another moment in time in the history of our lives that has given us such an incredible opportunity to reboot our lives like this global crisis has. And I can now, for the first time, see clearly that there were a lot of illusions that we believed were true pre-COVID that we can see are no longer true. There are a lot of things that we held on to that we can see now that we shouldn't have been holding on to. And if we can take a step back and again plant our feet on the path and take a good, hard, honest look at the situation, we can see clearly what's real and what's important so that we can create a new reality for my future, because I'm no longer wasting my time on that stuff. My life has become about so much more. Understanding that I was created for more than just this world. And when we get that, that is the one thing I do. That is the one thing that drives me. The Apostle Paul says now the real you, the person God created you to be, can now be freed up to experience the life that God created you to live. So this passage is talking about the fact that our past drives change for our future. Creating a new reality is a commitment to learn from the past, but it drives us to move forward differently. And when it says that we're to look straight ahead on the one thing and focus in on the one thing, it's talking about our need to set boundaries for ourselves from all the other things that we've learned in our past that will deteriorate our life that we need to protect ourselves from. Those distractions that continue to try to drag us away from our true focus. We need to set up boundaries for ourselves to help create a foundation for our own personal identity so we know beyond a shadow of a doubt who we are and who we're not. Setting boundaries for ourselves tells us what I am willing to do and what I am not willing to do so that before I even get there, I know that when I get there, I'm not going to do that. I'm not playing that. I've made that decision back here. That way we can be clear about where we are headed in our lives. Many of us have been hurt, and we have hurt people in our past by our own lack of boundaries. And so part of our new reality is that we need to create boundaries for ourselves that will keep us focused on that one thing on the road ahead. Which brings us to our last point, where the Apostle Paul says, I press on. I think this is the key to the Christian life. Because staying on the narrow path means that we have to go about it with tenacity, and we have to be willing to press through stuff. When obstacles hit, we press on. When there are so many distractions that try to drag us off of the narrow path, we press on. When we are faced with negativity and ugliness of people who are trying to tear each other down, we press on through it so we don't get caught up in it. We need to move into a new reality for my future. Creating a new reality is a commitment to learn from the past and use that experience to grow and to make darn sure we don't get stuck in it. We need to keep pressing on into a new way of life. So our past drives change for our future, but only if we don't get stuck in it and we move past it. It's only when we remember where we came from and how dark was the darkness that we were in our worst times, and just how lost we really were in those times that we were spinning out of control. It's only when we remember just how messed up we really were that we can fully grasp how incredible is the love of God that He would give His grace to a messed up sinner like me. When we get that, we can't help but be changed. We can't help but want to do something to show our gratitude. And it's only when we acknowledge that God has brought us through some really tough stuff that we can be truly grateful and become so overwhelmed with gratitude that we can't help but change. We can't help but want to live differently. And so we move forward every day with gratitude, which I think is the secret to being able to press through everything. I love this passage. But one thing I do, I forget the past. I strain toward what lies ahead. And I keep pressing on. In other words, create strong boundaries to protect ourselves that are born out of the lessons of our past, but at the same time, expand your borders. And don't ever stop moving forward where we're exploring new areas of your life that create depth and meaning and purpose. As you go into this new reality, there are more experiences and better experiences and more meaningful experiences that you can have and adventure into that give you a greater sense of purpose. It was Walt Disney who has a great quote. He said, "Around here, we don't look backwards for very long. We keep moving forward, opening new doors and exploring new things." You know, I am absolutely convinced that life is made up of 10% of the stuff that happens to us that are out of our control, and 90% of how we respond to those things and how we move forward with the rest of our lives. And it can be good or bad things that affect the whole rest of our lives. But I can tell you this. We need to stop blaming our past for our problems. We need to stop wallowing in our regrets and failures of our past and start proactively living out the life that God wants us to live and press on. The Bible says that God wants to do a new thing in you, that from the ashes of your past, He wants to create something beautiful. I can tell you that I had some stuff to get through this last year. And right at the beginning of the pandemic, I had some professional issues that hit, and it was like a punch to my gut, and it caught me off guard. And I can tell you that I had to work my rear end off to get through it, and I finally gutted it out. But I will tell you this. When I finally stopped long enough to catch my breath, I realized that I was holding on too tight to the wrong stuff. And I lost my perspective about what's really important. And it wasn't until I stopped for a New York minute, get my head out of the mess that was holding me back, where I could finally get perspective and see that I was pushing God out. And that while I may have been accomplishing some great thing professionally and getting through some stuff on my own, at the end of the day, what was that about? It didn't have meaning or purpose. But I have to tell you that when I was able to shift, that from all of that, God was able to do a new thing in me. And He blessed me in ways that I could never, ever have dreamed of. And I wake up every day grateful. Every day. Don't let what has happened in the past hold you back from the promises that God has for your future. Keep on believing what's possible in this new reality where you keep your eyes looking forward down the narrow path so that you can finish well. Well, Paul ends that passage by saying, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul, I think, knew exactly where he was headed and what was driving him forward. He knew exactly where he wanted his life to end up. And so as you stand there at the crossroads trying to figure out where you're at, trying to figure out which path to take, just know the reality that we're experiencing right now is giving us such clarity about what is real. If we could just blow through the fog and just take a minute and gain perspective and see what's real, there's no greater opportunity to create change in your life than right now. So as Paul says, let's press on. Let's not stay stuck in our past and move past it. Let's strain toward creating a new reality for our future so that God can create something new in us. And when that happens, we can become strong in the broken places of our lives. Let's just be about one thing, where we say, come hell or high water, I'm telling you this, I'm going to keep my feet firmly planted on the narrow dirt path that I know will one day lead me to Jesus. And on that day, we'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was all so worth it.